welcome back to it as we continue the conversation on a Tuesday. Ernie Birchmeyer is here, the manager of the Center for Commodities Marketing and Industry Relations at the Michigan Farm Bureau. A lot of talk now about the USMCA. I had a conversation with the president last week in the Oval Office about this very topic. And the president says Nancy Pelosi needs to stop holding it up. And with the defection today of Brenda Lawrence away from impeachment and towards something different, maybe there's a chance before the end of the year that USMCA could still happen. It will take Nancy Pelosi moving it out for a vote, but that's where we are. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So tell me from an agricultural perspective, why you support the USMCA, and are there things in there that you think could be done better or should be adjusted? What are your thoughts?
Well, trade is good for agriculture, and 96% of the world's population lives outside of the United States, and that marketplace we need to have access to. And USMCA is an improvement or an upgrade on NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. That agreement is over 25 years old, and it was time to update that agreement and make sure that we're all operating on a level playing field, and that we're all playing by the same rules. So it is important. Agriculture, since NAFTA went into effect, we have increased trade between Mexico and Canada by about 300%, and we need to continue to grow those markets.
Now, I've heard some concerns from some corners, and one of the things that they don't like about USMCA is the idea of international tribunals on trade that are kind of something that was lifted from the Trans-Pacific Partnership that we got out of. Long document is the USMCA. Are there anything like that that concerns you about agreements we might make in the bigger context?
Well, I think from a general rule of thumb standpoint, agriculture is very happy with the agreement that's been finalized. And right now, we need to get Congress to vote on it. We can't do this upgrade. We can't make the upgrade. We can't have free and fair trade and under these new rules unless we get it voted upon. And that's pretty critical. So generally speaking, very happy with the agreement that's been put together.
So when you look at members of Congress like Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens, both in swing districts that were carried by the president and then came to the Democrats in the midterm elections, they haven't moved on USMCA. The Democrats keep saying, well, we need to make a couple of changes here and there. I don't know if that's true or not, or if they're just stalling for time. But you say from an agricultural standpoint, they're wasting time, time to move forward.
It is time to move forward. Our elected officials were sent to Congress to do a job, and it's time for them to do that job. Many are questioning why the holdup. There are some concerns that some have said about making sure that labor is treated fairly in all three countries, and those discussions continue. But at the same time, our elected officials need to get down to business and do what they were sent to Congress to do, and that's to take a vote on USMCA and let's get it passed.
So give me some of the examples of places in agriculture, in exports, where you think we could really see a boom, an upturn in Michigan if this gets finalized soon.
Sure. Well, first of all, last year alone, about $1 billion worth of exports from Michigan went to Canada. About 10% of that into Mexico. Obviously, proximity plays a big role in that. 96% of Michigan's corn exports go to Canada and Mexico. About 60% of our soybean exports go to Canada and Mexico. Fruits and vegetables get traded back and forth. And about 82% or 80% of our overall fruit and vegetable exports go to Mexico and Canada. So those are critical markets, along with dairy. Mexico is a number one dairy export for the United States. So those are all commodities that that could benefit quite a bit. And it's not just about agriculture. This trade agreement, is about all business and manufacturing and goods and services. So yes, agriculture is it's very important to us, but this is about trade across the proximities.
All right, so there you go. It's all about exports. It's all about opportunity. And with the challenges in agriculture today, I mean, let's be honest. As you mentioned, 4% of the population is the United States. But with the challenges in agriculture, because corn isn't as valuable as people would like, and beans aren't, the price per bushel isn't where people would like, the farmers for sure. So any chance to boost their sales and to boost the price is good news, right?
Absolutely. It has been a very challenging year for agriculture. You know, we started out in the springtime with not getting crops in the field because of the weather. And now we're having a challenging time getting crops out of the field because of the weather. But those crops that we do get out, we need to have the ability to market. We want to do that on a playing field that's level, not just with USMCA, but across the world. And our farmers have proven time and time again, let us all play by the same rules. Give us the opportunity to compete, and we will get the job done.
Well, there you go. And I think that's a great line, Ernie, and I greatly appreciate that. Ernie Birchmeyer, manager of the Center for Commodities Marketing and Industry Relations at the Michigan Farm Bureau. I'll give you the last word. If you're going to speak to one of these members of Congress that's kind of waffling and not doing anything, the last word, what would you tell them?
I would suggest that the first thing I would ask him is why not? Give me your reasons for as to why we're not voting on this agreement or where you have some challenges, and let's sit down and talk about it. Let's just not stall any longer. You know, all the numbers indicate that this is a very good trade agreement. NAFTA needs to be updated. We don't produce and market the exact same products and commodities that we did 25 years ago. Trade agreements need to be updated. This is a natural step in the process. Let's finish the job.
There you go. All right. Greatly appreciate it, Ernie. Greatly appreciate you being here, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And the same to you. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Ernie Birchmeyer from the Farm Bureau, everybody. USMCA. It's what the president and I spent time talking about in the Oval Office last week. It is critical to people of Michigan and around the country. And as Ernie says, it's time to, you know, stop talking about it. Start doing something about it. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com.